The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When it comes to your hair, it's definitely time to get back to your normal routine. Let Lady Jane's make you look and feel like a king. Check out their second store in Brighton on the corner of East Grand River Avenue and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Do you guys know much about CBD cream?
CBD cream?
I know about CBD, but I don't know about CBD creams particularly.
What specifics are you looking to know?
Like muscle rubs?
Like muscle...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my wife has started taking...
Yeah, okay.
Using one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like taking aspirin.
Here's the thing. I thought you wouldn't get any effects from it.
Okay, but do you read the tube?
I read the tube.
Okay, because they're clearly on the tube, it'll tell you.
I didn't know she got this. Let me just put this out there. Okay. It's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
apparently got a tube of it from a friend.
Okay.
Okay. She's had bad knee problems. Like, Amber's going to need to get her knee replaced, but they won't give it to her right now because she's too young.
Right, right.
Oh, you know? So that's her future.
She knows it already, but the specialist said, you're just too young to get it done.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't agree with that. This is when she needs it.
Yeah, right, but usually people her age never get their knee replaced.
I don't know. Anyways, I'm no doctor. As we can tell.
Like, you know,
it all depends, like, how well you can move after you get your knee replaced. Like, it might take away pain, but then does it affect your...
Well, the whole point is for mobility, right? For her to get around. Like, this is when she wants to be up and about doing things.
Yeah. It hurts that bad.
She's... Like, it's just, it stops her from, you know, jogging or doing, like, cardio. It's too sore.
Yeah.
She's the elliptical.
She's tried different things. But anyway, so
she gets the cream.
CBD cream.
Yeah.
I don't know this. I swear to God, a couple times last week, I'm like, what is up with you?
She's high, running around.
Why are you so weird? Like, she'd do certain things. She'd come up, she'd just put her finger, like, went right down my face, like, the side of my face.
Yeah,
and I'm like, hey, are you all right? She's like, yeah, why? I'm like, I don't know. You just traced the whole outline of my face with your finger. We're just about to have dinner. I don't.
That's odd.
I don't know what's going on. And she's like, no, baby. Like, she does, like, a little bit of that voice, like her wake-up voice.
Yeah, yeah.
No, baby. I'm like, all right. And then, like, there's been several incidents over the past week where I've been like, what's up with you?
You're acting odd.
Listen.
She'll start to say something and be like, zone out and forget, like, stop mid-sentence. I'm like, and you were saying? But then I looked it up, and you're not really supposed to get any effects. There is THC in it.
Well, then, yes, then she will get high.
And she's getting high off it.
But the what I looked up says that you won't.
I don't know if you can absorb THC through the skin, though.
That's what it claims.
Yeah.
I've tried so many CBD products, and I've never had any effects.
Yeah.
But does it have THC in it?
I don't know.
No, like, I think there's a percentage. No, there's a percentage of THC.
Some have THC, some don't.
I looked hers up. Like, I went online to see it.
Yeah.
And hers has what's the percentage here? I'm just trying to find the picture that
it should give you a measurement of milligrams.
75. Is 75?
75 milligrams?
75 milligrams.
That's not that much.
No, like per dose or per...
It's probably for the...
Well, it says the whole THC 75 milligrams, CBD 500 milligrams.
So okay. That's in the whole tube.
Yeah, so, yeah, you should get high, at least a little bit.
I don't
bit,
think it absorbs
right?
no. through the skin.
No, because that what I looked up says that it's... someone asked, can a cannabis-infused topical get me high? No, even if it's 100% THC applied topically, it will not get you high. But you guys... Something's up.
Okay, so is she taking edible?
Amber's on drugs.
Yeah. No, she's not on drugs.
She might be.
She's not.
Her friend just gives her drugs.
The cream might just be making her feel so much better. You're seeing the actual real
Amber. She's super happy.
She's like, I got this cream, wink, wink.
Yeah. Dave's going to roll. Dave's going to go home, and she's going to have some kind of like Rasta music playing. Amber's taking a big bong rip.
Pretty soon
she's like, what's going on?
Her knee feels great.
There's like hanging beads in a doorway that were never there before, and Dave's got to be like, what is going on?
So it's only the THC stuff that you would consume. So if you had a drink.
Yes.
If you had a drink that had that same
breakdown. Now, there's some of those CBD creams that have a lot of THC in them that if you use them, it would show up in a drug test, but it doesn't get you high. And, like, I have some family members that rely on some of this stuff for, like, relief from arthritis and things. And they use it. They are never high when they use it, but it actually gives them relief from some of the pain.
Yeah, so. It's big in the CrossFit world. It was really big.
She's like, knee, what knee?
Yeah. I don't even have a knee.
Why do we have knees?
Knees are weird.
She starts doing the Bob Marley hairstyle. That'd be weird.
Dave's like,
yeah.
It's like lava lamps everywhere. Where are these lava lamps coming from?
Why is there Jamaican flags on the wall?
It doesn't make sense.
The Jamaican guy walks down the hall. Like, okay, well then. No.
Hey. Far,
stop it there.
Hey,
I don't need any Jamaican guys in my house right now. Thank you so much, fellas. You stay to yourself.
I gave Amba the cream.
How did
that
you
was
apply
my friend.
It?
That was my friend.
How did you apply the cream?
I will say CBD, it had effects on me that weird, but not like a high effect. It just made me, like I did
maybe
a lot of it.
Maybe I was trying the wrong stuff. I had taken some Amber pill.
Oh. Like a CBD pill. And it did something to me that was, it wasn't like I was high. It made me like uncomfortable. Like,
no, I just, that comedian, the one that was married to Katy Perry,
Russell Brand,
he was like on Joe Rogan's show a couple years ago or whatever. And that dude's been sober for a long time, right? And so Joe Rogan's in there, he's doing his stuff. He's got his drinks. I think it was like drinks.
CBD drinks.
And he like gave him something like, oh, don't worry, there's nothing in that. And then he was like, really? Let me just check real quick. And then they checked and they're like, oh, no, you would have got me a little bit high, which would have been really bad for him. But it came close, right? But that, I think, was, and that's why I was wondering. It's like it had a percentage of it, but it was like a drink or something, a booze. It was something like that that would have. It couldn't have been booze. It must have been just a normal drink.
Someone said if she has zero tolerance, a small amount will affect her. But she does. She has way better tolerance than I do.
For weed, though?
For weed?
Well, no, I don't know. For weed, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A little bit of a... Oh, don't say anything that ever struck you. Stop it.
Like maybe a long time ago.
Never have I ever.
Help! Emma! Baby girl!
Okay, enough. It's starting to make sense how she talks when she's all out of it now.
But this person said, if they have zero tolerance, a small amount could affect her. I don't know. Someone said, I don't smoke or do edibles. I ate 2 gummies. I was gone for 8 hours. I've had the CBD ones before. They really don't do anything. So I took to the THC CBD gummies. I was in outer space.
THC
is what you eat.
But you're ingesting it.
Right.
Yeah, like that's totally different.
On the dose. Like if you bought like one big gummy, that's 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
So typically, I could take a 100 milligram like gummy and I'm out for like half a day.
Yeah.
I'm on the couch watching TV, ordering pizza for the like entire day.
Yeah.
So
it's put you down.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like almost a 300-pound man with a high tolerance.
Yeah.
Someone said, I work at a dispensary in Massachusetts. So with the creams and patches that absorb through your skin, it bypasses your liver, giving you the full effects. I thought it didn't like absorb into your skin.
I don't think the THC gets you high. The THC absorbs and gets you high.
Okay, Kyle's with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Kyle, trying to figure out if my wife is high or not.
Random callers.
Hi, Kyle.
How's it going, guys?
You're doing all right, man.
I use CBD on the daily.
Yes.
And if there's any THC in it at all, whether it's topical or not, you will feel some form of effect. Now, actual good CBD, like CBD isolate, which is the CBD concentrate when they take it from the plant.
Okay.
As sad as it is, it looks like cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But it isn't. And Yeah, any like a buddy of mine, he lives in Ottawa. He has a CBD company, and they do a CBD cream, no THC whatsoever, and it's amazing.
All right. Good to know, man. Thanks.
My favorite thing about stoners is their passion for the science of weed.
They do have it.
They're one's got four or five different isotopes that are isolated by the neutrons, and then the neutrons are swimming around in there, and then they combine it. If it's topical, you're not going to get it absorbed, man, but if you look at it, you might get high, you know?
But it kind of feels like me trying to explain black holes. Like I kind of get it.
But not
like
really.
Like, I kind of get it.
But you don't know all the ins and outs.
Maybe. Like, a good friend told me about black holes one time.
But was your friend high as balls?
Yeah, he was. Well,
then you're probably about on the same level as the callers that would be calling.
I will say, I don't think she's putting a tiny amount.
Yeah.
Like, judging
but
from the jar,
if
she's
you read
had
that,
just for
you,
a week,
that it doesn't affect you. Like, if the science is, if it's on your skin, you're fine.
I'm just saying, something's affecting her. Like, she's a different person.
Take a couple days without using the rub and see if she changes. And then go back to using the rub and see if she goes back to that. Then I would say you could draw a conclusion that it's probably the rub.
Does she notice a difference in herself? Does she?
She claims
weird?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah. She claims no. But she also loves it. Like, we went for a 10K walk on Sunday, which she never would have been able to do.
And so it's helping
that's
her knee.
Cool. Absolutely.
That's good.
Like, she didn't have any pain, and she was able to do, like, the whole walk keeping up with me. So that's the positive, so yeah. I guess I'll put up with Stone Amber if it's she gets some relief.
Maybe some of the weird behavior is just her being more of herself, you know? It's just she's not bogged down by the pain, because I know there's times when I come in here and I'm like, my back is killing me.
Pain
I can't
will.
Smoke weed before I come into work.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, some people, I can't, because I won't be able to function.
right.
And I know I'm not in as good of a mood and able to be as funny and get in on some of the improv and stuff as days and I feel better. It could be something like that.
Yeah.
I love that Amber has this knee issue, and her heels that she wears are the tallest.
I've told her that for years. I've told her that.
She's like, I don't know why my knees hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
She does. She wears such
high heels. You know how many times I've seen her go over on her heels or drop down to her knees in front of me? Because it looks like she's on stilts. Hey, relax.
Whoa. Okay.
I don't know how many times.
All right.
She can't give them up. I understand.
Someone said it wasn't Amber in a breakdancing group when she was young.
Yes.
Probably of course she smokes weed. Come on now. It's the Windbreakers. It was a part Indian, part Canadian wind breakdancing group.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Half the people in my breakdancing group are dead.
Oh, wow. Hardcore.
Drug overdoses? Hardcore.
Yeah, all OD'd. On THC cream.
THC cream. Yeah.
They're all gone. I wish I could talk to them again, you know? They come to me in my dreams. Thank God for that world.
Someone said a better experiment. Have Amber not use the rub for a week, but have Dave use the rub. I don't know about that. Because I do get affected by everything. But again, it's not supposed to do anything to you.
No.
Yeah.
But she's definitely different.
In fact, I never had any effects from CBD for anything, and I just thought it was all BS, so I just stopped.
So you stopped.
I just
stopped.
Oh, so like it didn't even help your pain.
Like, I don't even know what I was trying to do. Yeah, it didn't help anything.
Like, where were you putting it?
No, it wasn't a cream. I think I was doing... Well, they had like...
Yeah, they'll have... Stuff for sleep, or they'll have.
I did the supplement.
Oh, there's some of those drops and stuff you can get. Yeah. Right? There's different things.
I don't know. I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing happened.
Listen, I've heard some amazing stories from it. My mom tried it; it didn't do anything for her.
Yeah.
But she has extreme pain and other issues going on. But other people swear people that haven't slept in years. A friend of mine started doing like one drop every night. Sleeps like a baby.
Yeah.
Every single night.
It helps with that for sure.
Yeah.
But this is just some observations I've made over the past week that something's different.
Yeah.
Something's different.
Mm-hmm. You can go home catching her smoking a blunt.
It would be crazy if he went home and it's like, Lamber, come on, seriously. I know the science says it shouldn't do anything. She's like, well, I also got these.
Yeah, right.
No, my God.
I also got these.
No, she'd tell me.
Then a month later, like Andy and I are teaching Dave how to roll doobies.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
No, Dave, you got to pinch it. Yeah, pinch it here.
Oh, God.
How do you do it, Dave?
I got knives.
What kind of thing are you here, Dave? I'll tell you. I'm gonna
get a dab. Someone said, I call BS, you can't get high off topicals. Me and my lady used a CBD THC topical oil as lube once, and we both got high as giraffe nuts.
Well, that might be internal.
That was into your system. I mean, we were going...
Is that safe?
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What's he saying anything?
Oh, I know what he's thinking.
Oh, are you being dirty?
Yeah, he is.
Don't be dirty, Chuck.
Wow. It's pretty awesome, Dave.
Stop it.
You relax over there.
It's not me doing anything.
Okay.
It's just on her knee.
It's funny to use weed as lube for sex.
Well, they must. So
they didn't want to get. Did they not have anything else?
Well, no. I think it was probably a lube company that
makes CBD lube.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
There's probably CBD lube, right?
Well, I'm sure there is. But does it do anything, or is it just for the novelty?
All sorts. It can help with vaginal pain, with penetration, decrease and prevent irritation.
Just find a guy like me. You won't have any of that issue.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Wow, this one's called Cock-a-Lot.
Oh, my God.
It's like chocolate.
I can't imagine having that by the bed.
Hey, confess the Cock-a-Lot. Wow. Hey, do you have any jacks? Do you have any jack knob polish?
Jack knob polish. That's amazing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that is too funny. So, yeah, there's lots of CBD lubes out there.
I had no idea that you could use it like that.
I tried CBD lube, and it's now my vagina's cure-all.
It's coconut oil-based.
Huh.
And they had tea tree oil and THC.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a little wild. A little hippie-ish, huh?
Woo!
Yeah, it's like,
I don't know if you want your vagina smell like a hippie.
I'd love to, but
I don't.
Smells like Bonnaroo down there.
Bonnaroo.
That's strong.
I don't want that much THC.
But maybe it's very light. I mean, tea tree is very strong.
It is, yeah.
But I think even a little bit would stink.
Yeah, it would affect taste and
everything else. Anyways, I'll keep an eye on it. Let you know if, you know, things get crazier.
I think this is part of the problem with, you know, getting, CBD stuff passed all over the country and all that stuff is that, so you'll go online and it'll say 100% you can put as much on your arms and legs and knees and backs as you want and you won't feel a thing. And then there are people that are like, oh no, I feel something every single time. It's like, okay, well, what's the truth and like what's BS? And that's a problem. If you can't, if you can't nail it down, there's like gray area is not helping the
cause,
the game.
And I don't like how CBD products say they can cure everything.
Because it's a little bit, Lisa, you have to understand, it's a little bit like snake oil salesmen.
Exactly.
From back in the day where like they used to say like Coca-Cola, to get you to drink it. Back in the day when it was being developed, it was a cure-all for all sorts of different things, you know?
The funny thing about Coca-Cola, I was just reading, I was like, the guy was into wine before, and then Prohibition happened, and he was like, well, that's fine, I'll make an elixir. And he's like, I'll just put all this cocaine in it.
Yeah. Well, he was a morphine addict.
Yeah.
He's a big drug addict.
Everybody was a drug addict back then.
Yeah.
But to what Lisa's saying, it's like they do. Like I feel like they stretch the amount of things that it covers.
Yeah, everything.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
Even your pets. They have it for your pets.
Of course, they do.
My dog goes to a chiropractor.
Yeah, so he can't talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
that's not my idea.
Little doggy doobies. Someone said my friend is a cultivation manager of a medical cannabis dispensary. He said you will get a localized high from a THC CBD cream.
So then it shouldn't be out there that you're fine and won't be affected, you know?
Yeah, they're supposed to clearly say psychoactive or non-psychoactive.
Mm-hmm.
And what I haven't done is looked at the link to this actual cream to see if it says anything. Like from the website where...
Oh, yeah, the reviews or anything.
To see if they... So it's free unscented. Features high levels of CBD with no added fragrance. Sometimes you need to get moving. This free topical was developed for the occasions when you're focused on getting going. What are the effects? The use of cannabis products may result in specific effects for different consumers. However, there is limited scientific evidence to support these potential effects. Everybody reacts to cannabis differently, and one user's reaction to different cannabis products may vary depending on strain, potency, consumption method, and other variables. The only way to know how cannabis will affect you is to consume a small amount and note the effects. Well, that's just about cannabis in general. That's not about this cream.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's no reviews on it. They don't allow you to leave reviews.
Yeah. There's there was a, like a whack of this stuff in my house back in the day. And I don't know. I don't know if it worked for anybody or if it didn't.
No,
I have no idea. Well, I never took it myself.
Pain-wise, it's working, and I'm cool with that. I mean, if it makes her a little loopy,
10K, that's great.
Yes, she hasn't been able to do that in a long time. So if it makes her a little loopy, I'll deal with it. Yeah. But I was just wondering, is that actually making her loopy?
Yeah.
Because if not, then we have some other issues going on. One more call here. Christina's in California. She's joining us on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, Christina.
Hi. I enjoy your show. I've been listening to you around 3:35 times.
Wow, so you're up early.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. No, I have a friend that lives in Detroit. That's why.
Oh, well, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. What's your comment on this?
I was eating some edibles, and I really got tripped out. I was freaking my, you know what, out.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I cleaned it up. Because I know you can't say certain words on it.
Yeah, correct, yes. How were you freaking out? Like, what did you think was going on?
I was like a marionette puppet. I thought I was going to pass out. I was going to die. I was just really tripping.
Yeah. Well, that's edibles, and that's what's supposed to kind of happen.
Absolutely. You're expecting that, I think.
You want a little bit of
that. Marionette.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know how much of what I was supposed to eat. And I ate a little bit too much, and I freaked out like crazy.
How recent was this?
It was like 6 years ago. I've never done it since then.
Last time.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's crazy. Well, Christina, thanks for tuning in from the West Coast.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right. All the best to you.
Penis. See you later.
To you.
Yeah.
Penis to Christina.
Oh, up early in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just... Still awake.
Still up at 3:38 a.m.
Still awake.
Who knows?
Probably still awake. Yeah.
Still freaking out from that weed 6 years ago.
Yeah. It really got to her.
It wouldn't be a smart idea for me to, you know, see a bowl of weed gummies, have no idea how much is in any of them, and just start eating them.
No, for me either.
I don't do it.
You wouldn't like it.
No.
No, I don't think I would either.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I don't watch a lot of TV bowling. You guys?
Zero. Every once in a while, I am around Polish people.
Oh, and they're watching it on TV?
Yes.
Because I didn't even know that the U.S. Open of Bowling was underway. Did you?
No. Okay. No, I didn't either. But I mean, I've definitely seen bowling on TV.
Well,
Oh, I thought I posted this.
I did, yes. Oh, okay. We are putting this up.
Something exciting happening.
DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
It's posted right now, Dave.
It's posted already. There you go. Yes, Lisa, this guy nailed a 7-10 split. He's only the 4th player in PBA Tour history to convert the 7-10 split on television.
So is that like when it's like a birthday cake or whatever, birthday candles, the ones on the far side and the... You know,
they're on the back side.
Yes, the back.
He's left
two.
One pin on either side of the back.
Yeah, like impossible shot.
Really. Right. But this guy, this redheaded guy, nailed it.
You knew
right.
Redhead would do it.
Even the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it.
I missed it.
He got the 7-10, Randy.
Oh, I missed the whole thing. I looked down to turn it up.
Okay, we'll start it again here for Chuck.
Television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Okay.
Come on, kid, do it.
Oh, okay. I see how he did it, though.
Jesus.
They're so excited.
Oh, well, they know they're...
My goodness, the ginger assassin!
The ginger assassin.
That's amazing. You bet, kid. You bet.
Little Def Leppard in the background.
Yeah!
Give me some oxygen. And
you telling me bowling isn't exciting?
Look at that. Look at that guy.
That's an athlete, Lise. That's an athletic body.
Will, I believe the ginger assassin can
drop. Like I'm the ginger assassin.
Ginger assassin. That's his nickname.
Oh, man.
Those bowling announcers
it actually
are
came off of the bowling ball
into the seven.
So excited, those guys. So excited. So that's Anthony Neuer. He's the redhead assassin. Again, only the fourth player in PBA Tour history to convert the 7-10 split on television. This was the semifinal match of the 2021 U.S. Bowling Open.
Yeah, bowling's big around these parts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's lots of places where it's big. I don't mind it. I'll do it, you know, once every couple of years, yeah. But I don't watch it on TV.
I wonder if bowling is as big, like, is bowling as big around Boston as it is around Detroit, or is it big in Florida?
I don't know.
Like, probably I know pickleball Florida, right?
Pickleball's huge in Florida, but I honestly have never driven past a bowling alley.
That's what I'm
Florida.
Saying.
It's here because it's so cold and people are.
That's it. It's something to do in the,
more of
in
a
the
Midwest
cold.
Thing or,
yeah. I just wondered, yeah, because it's.
By the way, that ginger assassin, he's only 18 years old.
Oh.
Well, he's got a. Man, he's going to rail chicks, huh?
Is he really? He never would in normal life, but because he's the ginger assassin?
The modern day. Listen, dude, there's bowling sluts.
Are there? You think there's bowling
there's
sluts?
There's like bowling
there
bunnies.
There are bowling
there's sluts. There's bowling bunnies?
Bowling bunnies.
1,000%.
Are there bowling bunnies?
No. 1,000%.
No.
Would they hang bowling. Out by the snack bar eating nachos?
Bowling sluts.
You see Big Earn in Kingpin? He had bitches all over him.
Bowling
yeah,
sluts.
That's a movie.
Movies are made to imitate reality.
Yes, I don't know. Exactly. If there's any diehard bowlers out there, apparently they're called Gutter Gals.
There you go. If they gutter got gals. A name, they exist.
Oh,
of course they exist.
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
Most, no offense.
Yep.
Most professional
no offense
bowlers
before he offends everyone.
Are the homeliest looking fellas. I mean, look at the two other caps here of these two other guys, right? Mm. Besides Ginger Assassin.
Yeah, no, it's sexual energy. You can feel it coming
zero,
off of them.
Zero sexual energy.
Tommy Jones, like, look at that guy, ready to pound.
So in Boston, it really is only candlepin bowling rather than big ball bowling. So some people call it five pin or.
Oh,
know.
Is that what that is? Okay. So that's like in Canada. Mm. It's the same thing. Canada's all basically five pin.
No, it's a split. It's pretty much every bowling alley
really?
Has like half regular.
Oh,
half
my
five
parents
pin.
Always just went to places. It was all five pin.
Mm. I someone said there are bowling about. Sluts. There are male and female bowling sluts. Like gay? Well,
yes. Yes, Dave.
That's confused Dave's head.
There's a gay bowling bunnies.
There's also female bowlers, though. There
yeah.
could be dudes that are hot for the ladies. Throwing those 7-10s down there,
holding those balls.
There's like no good term that you can come up with for these bowling sluts. I keep trying in my
that's
mind
why
to come
I just
up
went
with
bowling sluts.
I was like alley angels. Nope, that sounds like hookers.
Yeah.
Gutter gals, alley angels, bowling bunnies,
right. Gutter gals. Like that's hot. Mm.
Ball buffers.
Oh, that 7-10 split you did. 7-10 split.
Oh, someone said, not true. I was in competitive bowling for a long time. These chicks don't exist.
Oh, they do. You weren't good enough.
Pick up a 7-10 split on TV, and I bet you they'll change.
You're just not quite good enough.
Someone said, there are definitely bowling sluts, but they all look like that ginger assassin.
I didn't say they're great. I didn't say they're great.
I'm just saying there are definitely some women that bang bowlers. As shocking as that is.
All right, well, Nicole's with us here. Hi, Nicole, are you like a bowling babe?
I guess you could consider me one. I definitely love the bowling alley, but I do know a bowling slut.
You do? Do they have a name, first of all? Like, we're calling them gutter gals and bowling bunnies and, you know, alley angels. Do they have, like, a term?
Not that I'm aware of, I mean, I just do the general term of sluts for all of them.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. Bowling slut.
That covers it. So she hangs 100%. Out at bowling alleys trying to pick up bowlers?
Yes. So she was actually dating one that I knew of, but she would bounce around to every single table and was, like, constantly flirting around with all the guys. And I can probably attest to at least banging a couple of them.
Okay, be truthful here. I know you don't sound like you're fond of her, but on a, like, a hot or not scale of 0 to 10... What does this bowling slut look like?
mean, she's probably a solid, I'd give her 6.5, 7.
Yeah, oh, that's
she's
strong.
She's not bad looking. Yeah, she's not bad looking, but there's some definitely not so great ones.
So, of course. She enjoys the smell of, like, dirty feet and nacho cheese?
Loves it.
And bowling grease and all.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So she, now this thing, she's not just banging like the guys down at the bowling alley. I mean, sure, she's done that, but she is going for like professional bowlers.
Well, they're not professional, but they're on league.
Right. So yeah, like they're just the league guys. Is it just about looks for her, or is it like it's their bowling ability?
I guess so. I mean, I've seen her go for 20-some-odd-year-olds, and then I've seen her flirt around with the, you know, 60-year-olds. So
Holy cow. She's got no standards. Yeah. She is a bowling slut.
She is. And I listen, that's a microcosm. That's one alley.
That is. All right, Nicole, thanks a lot for chiming in. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, see ya.
It's just that there are sluts everywhere in any walk of life.
For sure.
In any sport. And
I just didn't, I don't know, bowling was not something I'd expect.
I get it.
People are calling them pin chasers, strike sluts, alley ass, lane lizards, pin pixies, alley cats.
God, I hate bowling so much.
This guy said, I'm a bowler, and I used to clean some gutters in my day, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
My bowling coaches were women. After practice one day, they decided to hit the bar. They both flashed me as I was leaving the bowling alley.
Jesus.
I'm just turned on by his bowling abilities.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing two bowling pins in a sock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Low.
Just hanging.
Yep. Long socks.
Smoker voice.
Yeah.
Take a look at these puppies.
Yeah, check these
Someone
out.
Someone said, listen, they're there, but you should see these chicks. But after a few beers, tossing a ball around, right. Who cares?
Right. So the ginger assassin's going to slay.
Listen, well, he's next level,
right? Listen, if you're a 3 and you nail a 6, you're doing pretty good,
absolutely.
Ginger assassin.
Oh, ginger assassin's going to get a 6, no doubt.
Yeah.
After that, sure. I just have that with me wherever I go, that clip.
Oh, you don't know who I am?
I'm ginger assassin.
I made the 4th 7-10 split on TV ever.
It won't work for everybody.
No, but it may work for some.
The future holds for that guy, but...
Yeah.
I believe alcoholism.
When he bent over, that was not a good look. Throwing that ball.
That's exactly how I
looked. Oh, did
like
his shirt come untucked?
No.
Just a bulbous.
On this tour.
He's got great form.
And especially when you're major. Too.
His hands are like sausages.
I'll get to those processes right after this shot.
Oh, yeah, he is.
You can hear him pop out.
Again, you can see that ball breaking loose early.
7-10. Come on, man.
Listen, American.
Yeah, it sure did come on top.
9-10. Let me just put this
suck
in.
It back in.
All right, bro. Come here.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh, he did it! He did it! 7-10, Randy!
Blue Jay down there. You know it, Benny.
He's got the same size gun.
Yep. High five for the athletes in the house.
And you're ready for all the sex you're about to have.
Oh my goodness. You're gonna lose some weight after tonight.
The junior assassin. You are gonna 7-10 split something tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, dang it.
I keep reading that guy's name on the screen as Buttruff.
Buttruff?
Where?
I mean, it's not, but I just keep reading it that way. When I just glance at it, I'm like, Buttruff.
Butterruff.
Butterf. Butterf. The ginger assassin takes on Buttruff.
I mean, Buttruff. I'm about to make national news.
You're lucky you made a 7-10 split. Now you might get a message in me.
Now I'm about to 7-10 split your mom.
You win.
Where is your mom? I haven't had back door stuff in a long time.
Bowling humor.
You let her penguin, didn't you?
I'm going to treat her like my bowling ball. Look at these sausage fingers. should never be the same after that.
Goodness. Go check the clip out if you'd like to see who we're talking about here. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where you'll find it. It's up there for you. Big deal in the bowling world.
Is there, you know how like when there's golfers, there's probably a few golfers that are considered like that's the hottest golfer. You know, like
people are
chicks.
Saying it's this guy, Pete Weber.
No, it's not.
Okay, they have been trolled.
I've been trolled. Okay. That guy, I think, has thought his whole life that he is the ultimate.
He's amazing.
He's so serious.
Oh, I should see him celebrate.
Claim it. And he got it.
That is why I did it. Are you kidding me? That's right.
What year is this?
What do you think you are? I am.
Oh my God, this guy's
yes.
Bowling's biggest douchebag.
The biggest ego.
That's yeah. right, I did it! Well, I did it! Who do you think you are? I am!
I honestly, I think they based. They may have based.
What does that mean?
That's all he
who do you think you are? I am!
Yeah, whoever you think you are.
I am.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You think you're great? I'm great.
They had to have based Bill Murray off that guy.
Almost 100%.
Because bigger, and then he's like all cocky and stuff.
I think it's the same.
Oh, my
God. You know what's great? Glasses. What's with the glasses?
You need to be precise.
Claim it. His strikes are so bright.
And he got it! Are you kidding me? That's right.
Look at the crowd going nuts.
Who do you think you are?
I am.
Right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't at all.
It doesn't have to. Not when you're that sexy.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Oh, his wife was crying. She's like, God.
She's got to go on with that.
Yeah, let's keep this guy's ego down a little
imagine
bit.
Imagine after he finishes, ooh. Like a celebration.
Oh. Yeah, that's the same
that's
thing.
Right.
Same
that's
thing.
Right! I finished! Where do you think finishes that mess? I do! Yeah!
Oh, my God. You just saw like a little peek into her sexual life.
Absolutely, you did.
Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely. I knew she was going to get it that night, too.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's
world famous, though.
I worked at a bowling alley on the PBA tour. That Pete Weber guy is the biggest dick. Well, you
oh,
can,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
Absolutely see that.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a butthole.
That's just one example of a million things that guy's done.
It's like you bowl. Calm down.
You know what's crazy is that Bill Murray in that kingpin scene at the very end actually bowled three strikes in a row.
Yeah, like for real.
For
like,
real.
Yeah, like legitimate.
It was the real crowd reaction.
Yeah.
That guy just retired a couple weeks ago.
Vintage. Like he's got trash talk videos. I don't know if he swears.
Apparently he did a crotch job all the time. What? Like, what does that mean?
Like this.
Oh, he went like that?
Suck it. You know, like the...
Oh, yeah, look, this is...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a douchebag!
Favorite athlete.
He has been the world's ultimate douchebag
he is
for
more
decades.
Shades in a bowling alley from the start. From the start.
Oh, you'd just want to annihilate him if you were bowling mm-hmm. against him, right?
That's why I like him so much. He's like the heel of bowling.
So you see the trash talk video? Do you think he's like trash talking other bowlers as he's like...
Absolutely. If he does the crotch chop to people...
Look, he didn't even
like... a WWE
like,
promo.
This guy's amazing. How has he been under our radar all these...
He doesn't even wait for a dude to sit down. He's just like, I got you, bitch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You going to do a crotch chop again?
I don't know what he's going to do. I think this guy is... He's recorded it off of YouTube with a camera from '85. So
apparently, he got into a fight with the guy in the stands too. Like this guy is the bad boy of bowling.
Same wife.
There's his poor wife.
Same haircut as she had.
Yep.
10 years later.
Yeah, well, him too. And where is it? Why are the shades? I don't know. I don't know.
But
the
you
shades.
Have to understand. I think this guy's been this way from like the '80s.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
He's an old man here.
This is his MO.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he shakes hands. He's pretending to be nice there. Does he crotch chop him when he leaves?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yep. Dude, I bet Big Earn is
1,000% him.
100% on him.
Yeah.
They've definitely taken some of his...
All his mannerisms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. If you get a chance, look up Pete Weber on YouTube sometime today, because mm-hmm. he's incredibly entertaining. Social media is putting Usher on blast
for handing out fake bills at a strip club in Vegas.
Oh, he wasn't doing this like at a show. He was actually...
He was at a strip club.
Okay.
The bills had an image of Usher on the front. And a lot of people accused him of trying to pull a fast one on the strippers. Like, they were like, it's raining.
Oh, so
but it was Usher bills.
Oh, no. Those aren't real bills.
Now, Usher saying this.
Uh-huh.
That him and his crew did give out thousands of real dollars to the girls dancing. And they left a generous tip of real money. But the fake Usher bucks, they did throw them around at the end to advertise his upcoming residency at Caesar's Palace, and others in the club thought they were real. Mm. But when they tried to pay with them, they realized they were Usher bucks.
Oh, God.
So, like, money's everywhere, so you're just happen to be sitting at a table.
Right. You just think Usher's just walked out and thrown a bunch of money in the air, and you're like, yeah!
You just pick it up.
This is bad news for you. The Chuck bucks are gone to waste. What are you going to do now?
Lise, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Hoping to go to a foreign land where they don't realize my image is not the image of an old president.
You could claim to be Grant.
What about that island where they have Prince Philip
exactly.
as their king?
I'm planning They're on becoming their next king. God. I am planning to become their next go. God.
Yes.
Czechoslovakia. I have got my own money. Pay for everything using this currency.
All praise Chuck Box. All praise Chuck Box.
I'll tell you this. I'm never coming back if that happens. I'm never coming back.
He's in
back.
A loincloth being lifted in the
Guys,
air.
Guys, I'm a king and a god.
Chuck's an emperor of
Czechoslovakia. I'm a god king. I am a god king. I knew it was that going to happen.
They're feeding him little baby cheeseburgers.
I don't like the food that they make here much.
Oh, praise Chuck Bob.
James is fanning him.
Yeah.
I'll go to the Dairy Queen.
My queen. My queen.
Let's get the emperor cool.
Yeah.
More cheeseburgers for the emperor.
Yeah.
That's the Czechoslovakian queen.
Yep. Czechoslovakia.
Yep.
Chuck left us when those Chuck bucks took off.
Oh, man.
James went too. I don't know what happened.
I left now.
Yeah. Second in command.
Just printing Chuck bucks.
Yeah.
Whenever they need anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You're so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
The douchebag of the day, it's actually two douchebag lesbians.
All right.
They are in some big trouble. They've been arrested because they got horny and drove to an adult store and left a 4-year-old boy unattended in a car outside.
Mm. Poor kid.
I know, right?
It's my mom's just getting dildos.
It's probably best for me to be in this car instead of dragged inside that horror shop of plastic penises and vaginas. Rubber assets. You wouldn't believe what I saw there.
It's crazy. I can't believe you went inside there.
Simulated rubber humans.
Oh, my Jesus.
With holes. Oh, and holes. Surprise face. I don't know why they had surprise face.
They were crazy, shocked.
But they did.
Surprise face.
Things called lube.
What's that? Just slide around.
It's like a drink or something.
Oh.
Like a drink.
Connecticut State Police were called to the parking lot of Amazing Intimate Essentials.
Mm.
About 8 o'clock at night. Reports a 4-year-old was left alone in a car. Troopers showed up, found the boy, as reported, in the car by himself. No parents or guardians in sight. Troopers went into the store
That's where they found the boy's mother. A 25-year-old New York woman, along with her lesbian partner, a 28-year-old New York woman. Police learned the woman had been in the store almost 30 minutes. The mother was charged with risk of injury to a minor and leaving a child unsupervised in a motor vehicle. Her bail was set at $7,500. The 28-year-old woman was also charged with leaving a child unsupervised in a motor vehicle. Her bail set at $5,000. The Department of Children and Families was notified of the arrests. No mugshots or names released here, which is unfortunate.
Mm. Yeah, that is. That is.
If two lesbians go into an adult store, mugshots should be essential.
It's probably better to use your imagination.
Yeah, every time.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Every time.
I'm guessing it's not great.
Cheryl, let's go in there.
Yeah, let's get a giant dildo.
Double cider.
Are you ready for the American Challenge?
Oh,
you know. I think I am.
Butt plug also.
Yeah, it's not always great to find out all the deets.
They could. This could be the one case where they are smoking hot,
exactly.
Playboy bunny level lesbians.
It could. Mm. It could. Where is it?
Probably
North
not.
Stonington, Connecticut.
No. I want you to analyze that for a minute.
Come on.
Maybe they're the hottest lesbians in Connecticut.
I mean, they might
they could be,
but like, what's be. That? But what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Can't believe
they don't release their names?
Oh, wait.
Oh, they did.
Hold
yes,
on. That's
they
story.
Did. That Victoria. Their names.
Victoria Mortensen and her partner, Monet Blake.
Come on. Here we go. Let's get this. Let's get to find it.
That's the lesbian party started.
28 and 25.
Monet J. Blake and Victoria Mortensen. Let's search the Googler. Images. No, that's Janelle Monae.
Yep.
That's unfortunately not her.
What Social about media.
Victoria Mortensen. Search the Googler. Hmm. There's a lot of Victoria Mortensens. Oh, this one's called Vampire. Her Twitter handle is Vampire Victoria. Two followers. Not sure if that's her.
Hmm.
Which one? Are
hard
you
to say.
Which one? There, she could be hot and she could be not.
Yeah.
Right? Look, if that's her, cute.
That's not her.
As I said, no mugshots. Just got the names.
Yeah.
Or she could be that one. That's making more sense over here. That's a MySpace.
MySpace. Oh, boy. Too young for MySpace.
Yeah.
This woman still has her MySpace, this Victoria.
Victoria. I think what it is, I think people's MySpaces still exist in some format.
Hmm.
They do.
You know?
They
like,
do.
Unless you went through the Lisa Way process, which she had us all do, where I believe we completely
shut it down,
destroyed ours.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I still got one floating around out there.
That's
but
what I mean.
I use mine for just like radio stuff, so it would have like old demos on it. But they changed it to like a music site or something.
Yeah.
Well, if I have one, I haven't touched it in 20 years.
Yeah.
Right. But if you put Dave Hunter MySpace, it'd be wild. I wish mine still existed looking back now. Just
it'd
because
be a trip to
it'd
see
be a trip to see it.
What? I mean, the problem is I have such a common name.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right? There's a million Dave Hunters in the world.
Yeah, like that guy.
Oh. Well, that's there we are, but that's from a news story.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm pretty sure you did the exact same thing. Lisa,
I
remember
the one...
at the time, she was like, no, it's possible to totally kill it.
She's like, activate kill mode.
Yeah. There was a way to do it.
She killed it for us. She found a way to get rid of them, and she eliminated them from the existence.
It is crazy, because that whole thing, it took us one day. We were like, it was just all one day. We were like, we're done with it, right?
Yeah,
we're all
abandoned MySpace.
Yeah. Everybody started, Why did everyone start leaving?
Because Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Facebook.
It just became really lame.
No one was going to MySpace anymore, so there was no point to keep a page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's totally it. Oh, Carson Daly has some sort of eye infection, unfortunately. I've just noticed.
He's
swelling up. That's today's show. Carson Daly has a massive eye infection. You've heard it here. All right.
Celebrity dirt.
Throwing it in there.
Yeah.
Wisconsin man apparently tried to get into the zoo's elephant pen to impress his daughter.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Just another stellar parent to tell you about next. Yeah. Here's this guy's story from CBS 58. Take a listen to this report.
Staff says they were able to chase Armin Bullocks away from the elephant exhibit before he got close enough to be seriously injured. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office took him from there. Milwaukee County Zoo staff say about 25 minutes after they closed up Wednesday, they saw a man on top of a fence heading toward the elephant exhibit and chased him off.
The individual has stopped from going where he really could have gotten hurt. So it was handled very quickly and very efficiently.
They fear this was a copycat of a recent California incident where a man actually made it into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. Experts say these stunts are not funny. They can be deadly.
This was our smallest elephant that was involved. She's still over 7,000 pounds, close to 8,000 pounds. There are a number of accounts of people who work with elephants who have been killed or badly injured by them.
Armand Bullocks was cited for trespassing and fined $263. Zoo goers with knowledge of elephants say he's lucky to be alive.
I'm glad that they yelled at him in time and that he didn't make it all the way over the fence. We've actually been to Africa, and someone in the village that we were near got trampled by an elephant and died.
As for the alleged reasoning that Bullocks was trying to impress his daughter, other parents at the zoo say he missed the mark.
We saw that Harambe story. We're not about that at all. We like to be from the outside looking in, and we really like the elephants. Right, Desi?
Desi has nothing to
say. Desi was like, I hate elephants. Whether or not they would like to ban Bullocks from returning to the zoo in the future. Reporting live from the zoo, Brennan Collerton, CBS 58 News.
That's so incredibly dumb. Was your dad that type, Chuck? Was the Brewster not jump into the elephant pen, but was he like a dad prankster? The only thing I remember
he wanted us around.
My dad held my cousin Jeffrey, who was a little tiny guy at the time, like over the bridge at Niagara Falls by one foot for a picture. And I still think, Dad, what were you thinking?
Oh, my God.
He's convinced it wasn't like that big of a drop.
Oh, yeah.
And it just made a good picture.
Yeah,
it looks terrifying.
Yeah.
You see the falls. You see my dad. You see Jeffrey hanging by one foot.
Yeah.
Like a scream on his face.
Yeah.
And my uncle's like in the corner laughing.
Oh, yeah. They're dying. No, the Brewster, I don't have time for games.
Yeah.
He wasn't like a games guy. He also was never trying to impress me. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Like,
what you're
he
saying.
Never did anything like to impress me.
Yeah.
It was just.
My dad would play jokes on me, but they were like, they were kind of mean. Like one year, it was when I was an adult too. I was like 21 or 22, and I needed money.
Yeah.
Like I was like, Dad, I need money for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like I need money. And he was like, all right. You know, so I go over there, and then, so I'm thinking I'm going to get all this money or whatever. And then he's like, it gives me this all these different boxes to open up, and there's like $5 in one. It's like $5 in
the box. But you had a lot of boxes?
Yeah. There wasn't even that many. I was like, it ended up being like $20, and then he recorded my reaction to it.
That's horrible.
He recorded my reaction to it, and I'm like, thanks. $20.
I'd love to see that video.
Oh my God, that video would be classic.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he still has it, but yeah, he was like, he thought it was hilarious, and then it was like, I waited like 6 other hours just thinking, like, my dad gave me $20, he just bought a chick a tanning bed. And he ended up giving me a check later, you know.
Oh, wow. That is so funny.
Yeah, he's sick.
he's
a sick man.
Yeah.
Dad pranks are, I think, sometimes can be different level.
Yeah.
Right? My dad did this thing too, and it just was like every year. So every year, you'd open up all your gifts at Christmas, right?
Yeah.
It was just me, right? Just
David.
So I'd open up my gifts, and he'd have the camera out, you know? So, David, what do you think? You happy with everything, love?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dad, I'm good. It was awesome. Great Christmas. Yeah. Are you sure? You didn't. Nothing you're missing out on or anything.
Didn't get that number one thing, Dad,
yeah,
but that's
like,
cool.
Oh, it doesn't
cool.
matter, Dad. I'm happy with everything. It was just so much stuff. I'm really, really thrilled. Oh, okay. Would you give me a hand in the garage for a minute?
Every time.
You know, every time. Yeah. There you go. There's the Atari. It's Atari.
Yeah. My dad used to like to scare me a lot. We'd be out in the woods because he was always chopping wood.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my dad did that constantly. So I'd go out there with him, and there was, you know what a burr is?
Yeah.
So he put one of those on my coat, and I was terrified of spiders. And he's like, "You got a spider on you, boy?" Because he had put it there.
Yes.
And I'm like, "No, Jesus Christ, Jesus, oh my God!" He had a panic attack.
Oh yeah.
And I'm in therapy,
and he's dying.
I'm in therapy.
Now I'm in therapy.
It always ends like, "And now I'm in therapy."
Exactly.
Every story.
I'm in therapy.
Right.
And now I'm in therapy.
Yeah, I probably should be too. All the time, I mean, it does come flooding back sometimes when I open the gates.
Yeah,
now I'm thinking
all
the times he hit under my bed to grab my foot,
right,
or
that's funny.
Hit under the basement stairs to grab my leg. Like they love him, and his brothers loved a good prank.
Yeah,
yeah, that's funny. Like my dad, he never like I'll scare my kids all the time. My dad just never did anything.
He never did it.
He never did it. He just did his own thing.
Mm.
You know, like he just never tried to scare me.
The worst, what calmed him down was him and my Uncle Derek were fixing the car one day. And they're both pranksters, right? They both But my Uncle Derek's under the hood trying to fix something. My dad hit the horn to scare him.
Yeah.
My Uncle Derek came up, cut his head like wide open
man.
On the top of the
joke's
car.
Over,
that the prank slowed down after that. Slowed right down.
Well, then they start opening up giant flesh wounds.
Yeah, that's when you got to be like, we should chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that. I was a teenager, and then my dad's pranks slowly filtered.
Yeah.
Once there was a massive head wound.
I think also as dads, we just like run out of prank ideas. Like we end up them all. We were like, oh, I got you with all I got.
My dad would watch horror movies with me, and then he'd freak me out after watching them and stuff.
Yeah.
He loved it, though. He loved it.
I will prank if the situation just arises.
Yeah.
Right? If I hear one of the kids walking down the hall in the dark.
Yeah.
And I'm around the corner, then maybe I'll be
give
like,
him a fright.
Yeah. Scare the hell out of them. But I don't plan it. Chris is in Massachusetts. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Penis.
Your dad was a prankster?
Yeah, my dad was a real prankster. Rest in peace. But, so my mom used to park her car out in front of like a convenience store every morning when she would go to work, and she'd leave her car running. My dad was like, "Hey, stop doing that. We live in Massachusetts. Like, you never know." So one morning he knew that he would do that. He packed me and my brother up in the car, took us to the convenience store, parked us away. And he was like, "Watch this." Jumped in her car, moved it. And me and my brother sat in the car waiting, watching my mom. She comes out, her car is gone. She just starts crying, freaking out. He hops out, drives up to her and just goes, "Hey, why don't you stop doing that?" And then me and my brother were like, "Wow, that is absolutely fantastic."
Well, that's a bold, badass prank.
Yeah, it
right?
is.
That's a no-sex prank. I mean, he really wanted her to learn a lesson, but that's a no-sex prank.
That's no sex.
Yeah, I remember I asked my dad one time, there was this button in his truck. He told me things all the time that were just, and then he never told me any different until I was like, "Wait a minute," and I'm like 30.
Hold on a second.
There was this button in his truck that I was always like, "What does that do?" And he's like, "Oh, that turns this into a robot." And I was like, "Well, let's do that. Walk around a giant battle robot." He's like, "Once the head forms," he's like, "it'll crush us both." I'm like, I went through like 10 years thinking that was the case. And then, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you'd be deadly afraid to press that button.
Yeah. And then I asked him, I was like, "Why does Skeletor wear a hood?" And he's like, "He's got an exposed brain."
He was just messing with you.
Yeah.
I was like, good at it. He was good at it. It takes a creative mind, though, to come up with that stuff as well.
Well, like my kids believe that I could do magic. They believe that I could do things like I'd always be doing the candy out of their ears.
Oh, right.
And stuff like that. But then they'd be like, do it again. We want more candy. I'm like, oh, no, my mana's really low.
It takes it out of you.
And I'm telling you, for years, I believe they were like, "Oh, yeah. No, he can do some stuff. I was like, "Don't ever tell anyone."
This person said my uncle was the prankster. When my cousin was born, he came out with the baby in the baby blanket. Turns out it was just a loaf of bread, but he dropped it.
Oh, my gosh.
Our grandma almost had a heart attack.
Oh, my God. You can't drop a fake baby in front of grandma.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you can.
That's incredible. I mean, it's funny until grandma has a heart attack.
Yes, exactly.
That's not my grandma. Todd's in St. Clair Shores. We're talking about this guy who tried to get into the zoo's elephant pen to pull a prank on his daughter. Your dad was a prankster?
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff, but one of the things that he used to do is we'd go up to our cottage And, you know, we'd go do unload the snowmobiles and go at night for a ride. And we'd go through the trail and he'd say, hop off, I'm going to turn around. So we'd hop off, he'd turn around, and he would drive away. And we're sitting out there in the pitch black dark, and, you know, we're 6-7 years old. And then about 5 minutes later, you'd see the headlight coming back, and he'd be laughing.
Yeah, they didn't understand trauma. Fun.
No, they didn't understand.
They don't understand how expensive therapy is.
Yeah, yeah. Dads back in the day don't understand trauma.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They're just all about the laugh.
PTSD.
Yep.
It's a thing.
Remember when we were abandoned? Mommy left me by that scary river. But I fell in the river and floated down it. That was a hell of a prank. That was awesome. You were laughing pretty hard. I would have laughed if I could have breathed.
Lance is with us next. Hi, Lance.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
So when I was growing up in the 70s, my dad had a cassette recorder. Not too many people had those. So what he did was he recorded the ice cream truck song, and then he'd sit on the porch, and there was this one neighbor kid. He'd play the song, and he'd run out, and of course it wouldn't be there, and he'd laugh.
That's kind of awesome. That's kind of awesome. So you guys knew it was happening, so you didn't fall for it.
No, of course not. No,
right,
no.
Then just the neighbor kid fell for it. Yep. Amazing. Yeah, I kind of like that one. That's pretty amazing. Because you don't get any issue.
Yeah, that would have got Stella every time.
Oh, sure.
I mean, she'd...
Every kid, when they heard... I'm not sure if still, because Stranger Danger, but...
Yeah.
But even my kids growing up, the ice cream truck came around in the summer.
Yep.
The other parents would have been pissed. Like, if one of your neighbors would have done that to Stella...
I would have been pissed, but then also equally happy it wasn't a real ice cream truck. I didn't have to...
No, you got to go out and get ice cream now.
Yeah. Well, Stella would just... She'd end up just fine. Like, my wallet would be there. There'd be 20s in it or whatever. She'd take a full 20. She'd be like, let's go, guys! The whole neighborhood, let's go!
Oh, right, that's
she'd
right.
She'd everyone. Treat everyone.
Yeah, she was like, what do you want?
Big spender.
That's my dad's. I just remember the panic of trying to get the money, right?
Like
my God, you're going to miss it.
It was such a panic.
It was such a panic. You'd be running through the house trying to find your dad, trying to get him to convince him to give you money. Yep. And then, of course, there was the odd time when it would be pulling away as you get outside. It was devastation. Yep. Devastation. Alan, your dad did a pretty scary dad prank. What was it?
So, yeah, my dad was going down the highway, going like around 90, 100 miles per hour, and he pretended his accelerator was stuck.
Oh, my God. No, that's childhood trauma.
That's trauma.
Is stuff you'll have to deal with later in life.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Were you bawling? Were you freaking out? Like, how did you react?
I was sitting there going, like, I thought it was a prank. Like, you know, my dad's a prankster. So I thought, oh, yeah, no, he's just prank me. Then he started weaving through traffic, and he was going faster and faster and faster. And I'm over there going, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Right. So he did it enough to convince you that it was real.
Yeah, because he was going, like, probably a good 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, that's too much.
Well, that's trauma.
That's deep-rooted.
That's deep-rooted.
Yeah. Takes hold. All these parents hope they're paying for the therapy.
Yep.
Lance is in Tampa. You are the dad prankster.
Yeah, I had my kids convinced for years that I could read barcodes just by looking at them when we were in the store.
So how would you pull it off? Like, would you be like $7.99? Like, would you know the price, or how would you convince them you could read the barcode?
Yeah, it was the price. So, you know, I'm a dad. I've got 4 kids, so, and I work in the electronic industry, so I deal with barcodes and barcode scanners all the time. So they knew I knew kind of the stuff, and they'd say, oh, well, how much is this, Dad? I was like, oh, don't bring that to the scanner thing on the wall. I'll tell you. And I'd look at the barcode, and I'd tell them. And, you know, I'd get it wrong sometimes, and they're like, oh, you were off. And I was like, yeah, but I was only off by a few cents. Sometimes it's not quite perfect.
Right.
You know, the lines are a little bit different. And I had it played off for years. And when I finally let it go, they were so mad. They were angry. They're like, we've told our friends that.
Whatever, my dad can read barcodes.
Exactly, your dad's not quite as cool.
My dad has robot eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows what they said to their friends.
Yeah.
That's the devastating part when they realize that they've been lying to their friends all the time.
I think I'm realizing now that my dad did nothing really funny on purpose. So I don't know how even I tried to be funny. I guess, you know what it was? It was my mom found me hilarious. Oh, so you played it for her. Thank God. So I just made my mom, because my dad, I don't think ever, he's like, funny? What's funny?
Yeah,
he didn't really, he wasn't down for that.
He didn't really do any of this.
This next one is kind of crazy, apparently. Jen's in Boston. Jen, what's the crazy prank your dad played on you?
So, from the time my brother's 3 years older than me, and from the time, oh, prepare to peg, by the way.
Prepare to peg. All right.
Yeah. So, my brother's 3 years older than me, and from the time we were little, my dad taught us fake French. And
fake French.
He would say things like, fake French. So, he would say things like, comment allez-vous, which means, how are you? But we thought that meant it's dinner time.
Comment allez-vous, kids! Comment allez-vous!
Yep. That's exactly what it was. That is literally exactly what it was. And he would say things like, il neige le livre, which means it snows the book.
Right.
But that meant, how are you, for some reason? I don't know. So when my brother went to junior high, he decided to take Spanish. And I couldn't figure out for the life of me why my dad was so disappointed until I went to school in seventh grade and took French. And the first day of school, the teacher says, does anyone here know French? And I raise my hand all in line.
Oh, my God. You think it's going to be amazing.
Embarrassing.
Amazing. Like, I am psyched. And I start telling her this stuff. She is pissed. She is sure it is just me being a jerk. My brother was a little bit of a handful in high school, so I had a tough time going in there. So she just thought I was going to be a jerk. And I started to get teared up and cry, and she got all upset and said, what happened? I said, my dad's been teaching me French since I was 3 years old. I really thought this was real.
That is crazy.
So, the best part is I got home that day, and he's waiting all excitedly for me in the kitchen and said, Jenny, how was your day today? And I said, you have to be kidding me. And for the first time in my life, and I'm, 11 years old, I swear at him, I'm like, you are an effing a-hole. And he goes, I know, this is the greatest day of my life.
Oh, my God. What? He's in for the long haul prank.
He is. That's long.
That was a long time to wait.
8 years. 8 years he did this.
Laying the groundwork.
Your dad's
beautiful.
Diabolical.
He really is.
Beautiful man. He also would take everybody's fingers when they were turned 8 the night beforehand and dip them in purple Kool-Aid and tell us that when you're 8, your fingers turn purple and that's it. You're done for the rest of your life.
He's a horrible man.
Thanks for calling.
Kool-Aid lasts a long time. Kool-Aid lasts a long time.
Yeah, I know. That's for sure. I know. You should see Chuck's lips sometimes.
Yep.
Thanks, Jen.
Still purple.
Have a good day. Wow, you think you're going to, oh, I'm going to take French. I know French. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, it's easy. I'm already
That would be
easy.
Embarrassing, too, in front of the other kids.
Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
You know French? Sure. Come on, allez-vous. Come to dinner. Where else do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Wasting my time here, I think.
Oh, man.
No.
That is a hilarious prank.
But also, so crazy he let it go for years years.
Well, yeah, what's amazing is, I have a 3-year-old. And I'm like, I can see you finally going to junior high and taking French as this little 3-year-old. And I'm going to start now and lay the groundwork for you to have the worst day of your entire life.
Right. All for one day. Of a prank.
Yep.
It was an 8-year thing.
Crazy.
He's lucky she took French and didn't take
Spanish. Yeah, and I wonder if he was like, oh, Jen, you know French.
Yeah,
you French.
That's why he was upset because his older son didn't.
Took Spanish.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly is in Tampa. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Your dad did a crazy prank as well. What was it?
Oh, man. My dad definitely had a flair for the dramatic. And when him and my mom were just married, right out of high school, she had a really bad habit of leaving the door unlocked. She lived in a really rural area in Tampa, and I mean, she was just used to it, didn't really think anything of it. He was from a really bad part, so he was all about locking it down every time he left the house. And every time he'd come home late from work, the door would be open, he'd saunter right in. So one day he said, I'm going to teach her a lesson, I'm going to make sure it sticks. So he gets home a little bit early, she's not expecting him. He opens the door just loud enough. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, wait. Okay. He opened the door just loud enough. Wait, that's where we lost you.
Oh, sorry. And he slammed the door. So she's in the bathroom doing her business, and she's stuck on the toilet. She cannot get up without a little bit of mud butt.
Oh, my.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's incapacitated at the moment. He starts rummaging through the knife drawer. And at this point, my mom starts screaming his name and she gets no response. And so she's freaking out. You can hear her rummaging around the bathroom. My dad grabs a knife, walks to the bathroom door, bangs on it for a few seconds, and then takes the knife and just shoves it through the bathroom door.
Oh, my God. And he did like the Here's Johnny?
Yep. And she screamed bloody murder, and he just kind of looked at her dead in the eyes and said, "Now you're going to lock the door, aren't you?"
Well,
and
yeah.
And to this day, I learned my lesson. I mean, the crazy pranks my dad pulled. One time he pretended to poison lunch meat with food dye so his little brother would stop eating it. And he convinced his little brother he had food poisoning.
Yeah.
He's verging on psychopath, Kelly. Yeah. Dad's verging on psychopath.
He had some ideas.
Very scary.
100% admit, yeah, he was definitely bonkers.
Yeah. Listen, as a prankster, mm-hmm. I would stop shy of stabbing through my own door because then I have to then replace it or fix it.
Yeah, I would have taken the knife and put it on
under or something
and
or
it across.
Yeah.
And then rolled it across.
That's even more diabolical.
Yeah, that's
but
why
to
I don't
stab
do
through a door?
Yeah, that takes it to another level.
Yeah.
So glad I didn't grow up in a prankster house.
Yeah. You are lucky.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, my dad was a prankster, but his was all like psychological.
Yeah. Yeah, deep rooted.
My dad, too. I tell you, remember my mom beat my dad once, right? Because she, in the dark of their bedroom, they had a bathroom attached to their bedroom.
Yeah.
My cousin had left her Cabbage Patch doll over.
Uh-huh.
And he hid off to the side just holding the Cabbage Patch doll up, right? So when she opened the door, all she'd see was this floating Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she grabbed it, and she beat the hell out of him with it. And those Cabbage Patch doll heads were hard.
Yeah. Yes.
She was so mad.
Yeah.
That prank turned against him. I just remember him screaming and me running upstairs. And
probably worth it to him.
He was more into, like, the scaring.
He loved a scare.
He loved a good scare.
Yeah. Loved a good scare.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but he paid the price that day.
Oh, well.
Linda! Oh, God, Linda! She turned, and she had had enough. Someone said, I used a stud finder to convince my daughter it was a lie detector machine. When we would go on trips, my sister and I would want to get off at exits and go to attractions or get ice cream. My dad would always tell us he would try to get over to get off at the exit, but never did. We'd always be in the back. She'd be like, Dad, get it.
I couldn't get over.
I couldn't get over.
That's funny.
That's nice. It's like you're trying.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like, yeah.
So they thought you were trying, but then you just crushed their little dreams.
Yeah.
One time, the restroom at our family business, the convenience store, was being renovated. So we had a port-a-john outside. Well, I would take the fork truck and lift the john onto the roof of the building with the door right on the edge of the roof. And drive away. I would leave someone there for 30 to 45 minutes sometimes.
Oh, my God.
What if they opened and walked out to their death?
I think you can tell. You knew you were being lifted.
Oh, sure.
You knew you were being lifted, but then you also knew, like, I'm stuck here. Now I'm stuck here.
Yeah, that sucks.
On a toilet. Henry's up next. Hi, Henry.
Hey, what's up?
Penis. Not too much. Penis to you, sir. We're talking about dad pranks.
So one time me and my buddy were moving this guy. He was gay. We called him Gay Joey. And my dad had me flip a photo of my buddy into Gay Joey's bathroom supplies so that when we were moving it, I pulled out his bathroom supplies and my buddy thought Gay Joey was cranking it down to his photos. And my buddy got freaked out. He wanted to leave right away.
That's a diabolical,
unfortunate prank.
Yes.
But it would freak out the fella.
Sure.
If you're not ready for something like that, I guess
you'd be worried.
Yeah,
a little bit. A couple more here. We're talking about the pranks your dad used to pull and how crazy they'd get. Let's go to Steve in Boston. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing good, man. So what was your dad prank?
Well, it's my prank. I've been pranking my daughters. They're 6 years old since they've been born. So I have this evil doll that when you press the button, the head turns around and says, like, these phrases. It has, like, the devil face. And the girls always want to sleep with me. And one night I got sick of it. So I took the doll and I put it into my side of the bed, covered it up. And I told them, I said, if you guys go up to bed, you can't go in Daddy's room because Callie's in there. That was the doll's name.
Yeah.
They didn't believe me. So they run upstairs before I can get there. They jump in my bed, rip open the covers, and all of a sudden there's this evil doll talking to him, asking him for a hug. I thought they both pissed themselves.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah. An evil doll wants to hug them.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yep. Traumatized.
Oh, absolutely. But it was fun. Yeah, they never did it again, though.
No, that's it.
Sure, they won't.
Sleep time's over. Yeah.
Because they won't sleep again.
No.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Nightmares
forever.
Jason's in Shelby. Your dad did something quite a few years ago that still sticks with you to this day.
Oh, yeah. Eggs and Satan, guys.
Eggs and Satan to you.
Yes.
Okay, so New Year's Eve 2000, you know, Y2K. We're all sitting around getting ready to watch the ball drop, and my dad's telling me that when the ball drops at midnight, the world's going to end.
Yeah.
So me being a little kid, I'm anticipating this, freaking out. Like, he's got me going and brushing my teeth and making my bed and doing all kinds of chores and stuff around the house to try and make the world not end. Midnight hits. He sneaks off down to the basement and shuts the breaker to the power to the house off.
So you guys were convinced the world had just ended.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, were you freaking out? Were you screaming?
Dark. Oh, yeah, I was screaming. I was freaking out. I was like 5 years old at the time.
The world is ended!
Oh, my God.
The world's all gone!
You imagine someone did that to your dad, Andy?
Well, I was... He would have been ready.
He would have been so excited.
Floodlights would have probably kicked him.
Yeah.
He would have been so excited.
Yeah, he... Around Y2K, that's when he was storing all his canned goods and... all this water we had. And I remember being super pissed at him because I wanted to go out on New Year's Eve. And he's like, no, boy, Y2K... You know?
Oh, really? So he was like, he was all
in. I couldn't go out that night, and I had to chill with him while he got drunk with his friends.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
I'm like, this sucks! I was like, the world's not going to end. You're never going to eat all that soup.
Yeah. I'm gonna be a king soon.
Right, that's what he was
saying. Yeah, I know.
He was really bummed when the world didn't end.
I know.
Still is.
Yep. Yep.
Still is.
All that soup.
Yep. He had so much. It was a room like this, as big as a studio, filled with all these canned goods. And like, he had like 50 gallons of water.
How many years do you think he was ready for?
He was started probably 3 or 4 years before.
Right. So, no, but how many supplies, like how long could he have lasted for, do you think? Before he would have started killing his
Before
neighbors.
He would have started marauding? Like, probably a year.
Yeah, that's what
he probably had about a year's worth of stuff.
That's amazing.
This guy said, I was in middle school still thinking that the white stripes across the sky were made by Superman. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, no.
You say something again to your friends. You're like, Superman did that.
Yeah. In an airplane, you stupid idiot.
Middle school.
Yeah. Sure, yes, those are clouds.
We're in middle school.
This guy said, I used to open the garage door by waving my hand and saying, open door, while hitting the garage door opener in my pocket. My kids were amazed for years.
Oh,
see, that's fine.
Yeah. Man,
right?
That's
not going to leave any lasting marks.
No.
That's just some simple fun.
Yeah. That's
but
the old magic trick.
Stabbing through the door and, you know, those things.
A bit much.
They're going to come back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Later in life, they'll come back to haunt your poor little children.
Yeah.
Someone said, my dad's version of a prank when I was 8 was for me to ride my bike past the driveway where he was lying in wait behind the car and pelting me with dodgeballs.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Face was one of the most common aim places, too. First time he did this, it looked like I matrixed off my bike, landing on the back of my head.
Oh,
my kept going.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
See, my best son.
My dad's best friend was this guy named Randy, and he had a kid, and little Randy.
Uh-huh.
And little Randy got in trouble one year, and Randy, big Randy, threw away all his toys. I like went over there one time and there was nothing to play with. There was no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys, nothing.
Gone.
And they were all gone. I was like, what? It's like, what is up with this?
That's not even a prank. That's just the worst thing ever.
Threw them all away, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of toys. He didn't care.
No, that's evil.
Glad my dad wasn't like that.
Yeah, no, my God. I can imagine.
It could be worse. We're learning it could be worse. So, we started this newscast with the two lesbians who abandoned the kid in the car.
Yes.
As they went dildo shopping.
Yeah.
Is that how this all began?
That's how this all
went. It's our journey.
We've gone on a ride.
Yeah.
We ended up with the elephant and then pranks, but we started with that story.
Yeah.
I found their mugshots.
Okay. So during this whole time, you found them.
Yes.
Okay.
sent them to myself.
Uh-huh.
Because we wanted to know, are these lesbians? On paper, it could be hot.
Yes.
Two lesbians in their 20s go into a sex store to get sex toys, to have sexy time. It's the whole child abandonment thing. But outside of that, yes, it could
the results
be,
are in.
It could be yep. hot.
Yeah.
Do you want to play hot you or not, or you just want to get to it?
I can't remember a lot of the
okay,
details
well, I'll
of
go
these
back
two.
To
they were younger.
They were in
20s.
Connecticut.
They were two women.
Connecticut.
Here's, let me recap the story for those of you just joining us.
All right.
And for these guys to play hot or not. A New York couple arrested after police found a 4-year-old boy unattended in a car outside an adult store in North Stonington, Connecticut. They were called to the parking lot of the Amazing Intimate Essentials adult store about 8 o'clock at night. 4-year-old left alone in a car was the report. That's what they found when they got there. Troopers went into the store. They found the boy's mother, a 25-year-old New York woman, along with her partner, a 28-year-old New York woman. The woman had been in the store for about half an hour. The mother charged with risk of injury to a minor and leaving a child unsupervised. Her bail at $7,500. The 28-year-old woman charged with leaving a child unsupervised. Her bail $5,000. The Department of Children and Families was notified of the arrest. But now that we have their mugshots names, 25-year-old Victoria Mortensen.
Yeah.
She's the child's mother. Her girlfriend, 28-year-old Monet Blake.
I'm still going to stick to my initial gut reaction.
They lived together in Utica, New York.
Okay.
They were visiting Connecticut.
Okay, well, now it's for sure. They're not good. It's not good.
But sold you on that.
Utica, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Two hot lesbians don't stick around Utica, New York long. They get out of Dodge pretty quick.
Yep.
Go find a cooler city. So we're going to go with there are a couple threes.
Couple threes.
And yeah. One's a three, one's a two.
Yeah, I think we're dealing with two threes.
I'm going to have to tweet this out so you guys can see it for yourself.
Okay.
But here we go. There are their
yeah.
mugshots. There you go.
Thank you.
pretty close. I think... If done up?
Nope. I don't think you'd see that.
The girlfriend, maybe?
I don't think you'd see any of that.
But I'm saying if, you know, they're going for, you know.
Justin Bieber.
She's got the Justin Bieber haircut, and the other one's just bare bones, so. But if done up?
Nope.
She must get with guys to have a kid, too.
Well, she did at some point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Victoria.
Victoria.
Scroll down, take a look at the Intimate Essentials place.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I was going like to ask. Window store. Ooh, you know, I was going to ask if I could have seen that.
It does look like a window store.
It looks like a window store.
Yeah, they converted it.
And what's it called? The Amazing?
Amazing Intimate Essentials.
All you can see on the sign is the word amazing. It's like gigantic. And right. then like all the other
and
stuff.
And then it's
is
Amazing
like,
Intimate Essentials and Smoke Shop. Oh, they have a smoke shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get it all there.
No, not good, though.
Not as good as one would hope. For sure. And if you want to check them out, twitter.com. Oh, geez.
Remember when we thought it was her?
Yeah, I'm tweeting the vampire lady.
Discard. Yeah, don't do that.
I don't want to do that. Let's just go and get me out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. I'm just tweeting out the story now. You can play along with a little hot or not.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.